You know that feeling when a song comes on and it's so good that it feels like you're frozen in time? Well, that's what my podcast In My Tracks is all about. The songs that stopped me in my tracks. I'm your host, Jada Burt, and I have revealing conversations with musicians about their creative challenges, mental health struggles, and the economic realities they're facing as independent artists today. And you discover your new favorite songs. Tune into In My Tracks everywhere you listen to podcasts.
What is up, y'all? This is Scarlett, aka Scardi B, aka your resident emo historian. And join me as I unpack the history of Fall Out Boy and hip hop. Look, y'all, there is a lot to cover in this limited run podcast. So strap on in, cause sugar, we're going in.
What is up, y'all? It is your girl, Scardi B, and I am fresh from When We Were Young weekend. Oh, and if you didn't know, this is Sugar, We're Going In, the only podcast about the history of Fall Out Boy and hip-hop, because who was finna do it? I'm gonna do it. I am fresh from When We Were Young weekend. Hello to all my new friends. Thank you to When We Were Young for having me, most importantly, for the 2 days of the festival. It was so fun. I mean, Vegas is always a vibe, and I love slots, so it was a great time for me. As you can hear, I'm still recovering, so this is going to be like a little bit of a mini-sode, but we're going to make it work. So let's get into like the meat of potatoes of it, right? Like, Scardi, what bands did you see? Okay, so this was like, you know how like you make a plan and then the plan, your patterns go into full force when you're in a space like this. I was like, oh, I'm gonna see this person this day, this person that day. Baby, I did the same tour, the same damn tour both days. Okay, so here's what it sounded like. So boom, 303. We went to Cobra Starship. We went to the Starting Line. Philly, what up? After the Starting Line, on the same stage was Motion City Soundtrack. Cannot miss Motion City Soundtrack. Shout out to Patrick, who came out both days with Motion City Soundtrack and Cobra Starship to sing either the songs that he's featured on or, you know, things like Kiss My Sass. Maybe I'll play it. Maybe I'll play him on Kiss My Sass and on Everything Is All Right, because I do have those. You know what? Fuck it. We're going to play it. Motion City Soundtrack, right after that it was The Used, then Pierce the Veil, Jimmy Eat World, A Day to Remember, and obviously Fall Out Boy. I mean, it was a stacked weekend, and to have that for 2 days was insane. And even just to see all those bands in one day was just absolutely bonkers. Like, they did an amazing job, not only with the punctuality, but like the whole lineup itself, we noticed. And then obviously just saw My Chem, aka my brothers from Newark, New Jersey. They killed it both nights. But I'm here to be, you know, a pirate radio for you this episode. And get you what you're here for, right? We want to hear these live renditions of these collaborations all together. If you read the title, you obviously know what we're really getting into, which was Fall Out Boy's 8 balls for this last weekend and how motherfucking insane and how much of a personal attack on me they were. Like, when these 8 balls happened, like, I didn't have any signal, but I was like literally second row both nights. And when I'm telling you, like, every text and tweet was like, has someone checked on Sugar, We're Going In? Has someone checked on Scardi? Where's Scardi? Is Scardi okay? And the answer is no. And I don't think I'll ever be okay, but that's neither here nor there. Because you know who I didn't see? And you know who nobody saw? Because they're a bunch of haters? Goodbye, All American Rejects. Okay? God hates ugly, because it's funny. It's funny how you talk, you know, you get on a lineup, you talk, and then you get off the lineup because you talk too much. You know, so maybe you should have put, you know, a rapper on your song for relevance and integrity. Maybe you would still be here. Maybe you wouldn't have played at like 2 p.m. Which, like, honestly, Boys Like Girls did phenomenal. Great job, Boys Like Girls. I love the way y'all handled that. But let's talk about it really quick, because I'm really still just crashing out about this. If you think I'm being harsh with the words I just used, unfortunately, those are the same words verbatim that All American Rejects official Twitter page, aka Tyson, I'm pretty sure it's Tyson, used in a response to a fan reply about evolving music over time and citing acts like My Chemical Romance, Panic at the Disco, Paramore, The Used, Bring Me the Horizon, and Fall Out Boy in that tweet. But, and it's really funny because he could have just made a general statement, but no, he decided to go towards the jugular of Fall Out Boy. And even worse, he names Wyclef Jean as like, as if he should ever purse his fucking lips to utter the name of this hip hop legend, as if that doesn't cite relevance and integrity. And the tweet goes, the entire tweet, because I'm really not bullshitting here, the entire tweet goes, yes, we should have done a song with Wyclef Jean. That's our ticket to relevance and integrity. Like, with this flimsy chest, the nerve, the goal, the Caucasus, okay? The man was in the Fugees. Like, I need you to show some respect, and I cannot wait until we get to the episode where we talk about Dear Future Self, Fall Out Boy featuring Wyclef Jean. And it's just really interesting to me, and I'm going to say the quiet part out loud, because out of all those bands, and that was the choice of band, and then that was the choice of artist that he decided to go for. Or they, right? I don't know. A black artist. I digress, you know.
Allegedly, everything, allegedly, you know.
I'm not saying shit, but that's just very funny to me. Not funny, haha, funny fucking weird, okay? Most of all, maybe if y'all would have had a rapper in one of your songs, you would have maintained relevance and maintained on the lineup, you know? I don't want to hear, because I know there's so much more that goes into these decisions, right? Management, needs, whatever the band wants. But I just want to reiterate, you know, all this is allegedly, but I'm just connecting some dots that I see, because for someone who wears glasses, I'm not blind. And I think it's important to talk about the quiet part out loud, because that was a fucking wild statement. So from 2009 to 2024, damn, life comes at you fast, don't it? Like, I'm sure y'all are okay in some way, shape, or form, but it's on site with me. You know this, like, we have some mutual friends and all, but, like, just know that for a podcaster, I'm a woman of not many words in real life. So please come correct or don't come at all. And that's why you didn't come to when we were young. So anyway, I had so much fun. And honestly, Boys Like Girls was so amazing, and they're funny as hell, and started their set with doing like a riff on Dirty Little Secrets, which was like, mwah, mwah. Chef's kiss. I love. Like, it was like a hee hee without being like a ha ha, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, let's talk about what was amazing about this, right? So if you know, if you understand and have listened to this show, obviously you understand how big of a deal this weekend at When We Were Young was for me. Fall Out Boy decided with their huge hearts to bring out two of my favorite rappers of all time for, you know, the weekend and the lineup I will never, ever forget. Let's hear how night one went when Fall Out Boy brought out Wiz Khalifa to cover See You Again.
Should we pack it up right now and just call it a night? Should we pack it up right now and call it a night? Now, how many of you guys have seen us before? Very cool. Did anyone see us on a tour called Boys of Zummer? Yeah! Excellent. Should we take it back to Boys of Zummer right now?
It's been a long day, and I'll tell you what about it when I see you again. Come a long way where we began, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. Something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to
some noise for my brothers Fall Out Boy, man. And smoke weed every day!
Smoke weed every day! When I'm telling you, that sent me into orbit. Okay, so what we're listening to are recordings from when we were young. That was day one. Fall Out Boy's 8 Ball was See You Again with Wiz Khalifa. Now, I mean, let's talk about, you know, Wiz Khalifa in general, right? That was Boys of Zummer, just like Pete said, all over again. Like, I cannot wait to get to that year on this podcast. It's so special in so many ways, and it's a big part of why this show even formed or is existing. You know, experiencing that for myself was absolutely life-changing. And night two did not disappoint. My baby, my boo, my king, Travi McCoy, came out for a full band rendition of Cupid's Chokehold. Now, it's wild to go from seeing them at Forest Hills last summer during Patrick's medley to this full band now, and I will just cherish this moment in my heart, my heart of hearts, forever and ever. So let's take a listen.
Should we put a chokehold on Cupid?
About to find out.
Vegas, you better make some motherfucking noise right now.
Like, how absolutely incredible to be able to witness that. And wait, I'm going to play this clip from the very beginning of this, because there's nothing that sends me to orbit more than Pete saying, run that shit back. And then someone was like, run that shit back. Mm-hmm. And I was like, whoever that is actually my best friend.
Run that fucking shit back.
Mm-hmm. Like, how fucking amazing. And again, like, as much as I want to joke around that these like 8 Balls were a personal attack on me, but it really is the magic of Fall Out Boy. They probably didn't even think twice that they're rappers, they're artists, period, who inspire and influence them. And to bring out these two music legends, you know, out to a sea of predominantly white folk, here to live out their emo dreams, they reminded us that, you know, sometimes, and most of that scene was also living in that era of hip hop. I mean, we remember Breaking Benjamin's Lollipop, right? You know, like that whole cover, okay? Like, it went crazy. Or Punk Goes Crunk, both volumes, right? I don't know if they come out with one or two volumes. Like, we had Max Bemis singing Dirty Old Bastard, like... And other ways that, you know, this era of artists made a buck off of covering and sometimes even making a parody of the black art that was so commercial at that time. maybe next time when we were young means when we were young and impressionable and open to all sorts of music all the time. And really, y'all, like, that's it for me, Scardi B. This is Sugar, We're Going In, the only podcast about Fall Out Boy and hip hop. Be nice to yourself. Be nice to others. I'm going to see y'all on the flip. But I'm going to leave you with Patrick performing Everything Is All Right with Motion City Soundtrack live at When We Were Young, as well as Patrick performing with Cobra Starship, Kiss My Sass, one of the songs that he produced off of Viva La Cobra. There is an episode all about Viva La Cobra back in like the 2007 era on the podcast. So if you want to learn more about that, you know where to go. But for me, I'm out. I love y'all so, so much. Bye.
cover Starship. When we were making that record, we were on tour, and then we were in Chicago, and he had to like go hang out with his parents. So he left me at his house. He's like, here, write some fucking lyrics, I'll be back. And we wrote the majority of that record. That was like a very special time. And it's crazy to be here 15 years later. Not only living it, but...